Hey, Dad. Come in. Is Mom back yet? Not yet? Great. I'm just working on some coursework. Like Calc 2. Makes me wish I had paid attention back in high school when they went over the base class. Yeah, I'm probably gonna need some help. I think I just need someone to explain this part. Trig substitutions are a pain. Here, come sit on the bed. Literally everything about it gives me trouble. I mean, yeah, I've been going to all of my classes, but I've been struggling to focus lately. Everything's fine. It's just overwhelming, you know? Managing my time, learning how to be an adult, juggling a workload of homework, personal life. Nothing really, just trying to make some new friends. Maybe, I don't know, find a boyfriend or something. Now, before you start, I've yet to find a single one of my peers attractive. Dad! What do you mean, the professors? Don't be ridiculous. I'm there for an education. No, just... No, I'm not even taking anatomy this semester. Oh, you're kidding. Yeah, so... Trig, calc, math... Right, so for this equation... Oh, thank goodness this makes a lot more sense. You know, I'm really glad that I can still come to you for math, even though it's been a while since I could ask anything about literature. I know you have the math brain. Mom knows her literature. I'm pretty sure I took after her in that sense. Nah, I don't need her help. I'm confident about my analytical ability there. A little paper on the perception caused by an unreliable narrator should be simple. The longest part will be reading Pale Fire, and I'm already halfway through that. Yeah, I'm good. And, how am I adjusting to dorm life? I don't think I'll ever adjust. My roommate keeps coming home wasted all hours of the night with a new guy in tow at least 4 nights a week. I'm lucky if I even get to sleep before my first class at 8 a.m. Yeah, I did try talking to the RA. He's fucking her too. He told her, she got pissed. So now, instead of trying to be quiet about it, she screams like a fucking porn star. What are you talking about? Is she hot? Dad, seriously? I don't think that matters. Plus, she's the reason I've started coming home on the weekends, even though it's a 45-minute drive. Well, I hope you were only kidding. She's a total bitch. Probably 3 weeks. Hard to tell how long I've been suffering through this between bouts of sleep deprivation. I was doing another type of learning. What would that be? Okay, to be fair, I didn't have much of a choice but to listen while they watched porn, gooned, fucked. There's only so much I can look at in a space barely big enough for 2 beds. Okay, I guess we got off on the wrong foot, but she's probably not coming back for next semester, and we only have a few weeks left, so what does it matter? I know, give her a chance. I never know what I can learn from her. Each new person can teach me something, blah blah blah. Yeah, well, I think I've already learned as much as I can from her, and trust me, it's not much. And what did I learn? Do you really want to know? Okay. I learned that if he finishes while you're all the way down, it can come out of your nose. Dad, I exist. You damn well know what I mean by finishing. Why are you sitting like that? Okay, maybe she taught me one, two more things? Well, one of them is that you should always thank your tutors. And then some hands-free stuff. I'll have to show you. I mean, it's a perfect opportunity. You did just tutor me. I need to come a little closer. You just take your hands and put them behind your back and get my hair out of my face. And then we Daddy.
What do you mean? Promise I didn't practice on anyone. Daddy. My hair, Daddy.
Well, of course it didn't come out of my nose. I can actually hold my cum better than that. And I think it goes without saying. Please don't tell Mommy. Fuck. No clue. Probably in the shed again. Yeah, I'll help you with the groceries in a minute. Get out through the window. Wait. That door wasn't closed earlier. And what's that glinting on my bookshelf?